Blog Talk Radio.
Thing that you can do to achieve that goal. If you are
a list of every possible action you can take to get better. If you want more clients or business contacts or money, you want to make an action plan that lists every possible inner or outer helpful tool that you can think of. So let's say you have some kind of systemic infection and that your immune system is run down. So here's a brief example of some things that you might write down in your action plan. First of all, you're going to own your personal power. I'm going to own my personal power. I know that I have authority to speak health over me, and that's all I choose to speak, okay?
Amen.
Then you're going to pray for your healing. So, Kurt, and we believe in affirmative prayer, which means denial of the existence of that thing. First you deny it, then you declare your perfection, exactly, okay? All right, and then you want to affirm and visualize health. See, now look at the things that are so different from the way we tend to work. We go to the doctor, we're not feeling well, we are worried about how we're feeling, we're focused on what? I don't feel well, I don't feel well. We go to the doctor to confirm that I don't feel well, I don't feel well. Then we're taking pills or medication or testing, I don't feel well, I don't feel well. We get all consumed in the sickness and we're feeding it. So he's saying, first you need to own your personal power, then you need to pray for your healing, then you need to affirm and visualize your health, okay? And then you need to, you might say, well, I'm going to be on a diet of steamed vegetables, and I'm going to drink lots of water and take vitamin C and take herbal formula, immune formula and homeopathic remedies or get some acupuncture or lie in the sun or go for a walk or do deep breathing or get into a jacuzzi or keep positive mental attitude and sleep as much as possible and write in my journal and have faith. These are all things that are about I am improving the quality of my life. I am healing. I am healing. I am healing. Not I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick. How many of you, just stop and think about it, when you take your vitamins in the morning, vitamin means life. Do you take those vitamins thinking this is nourishment for me, or do you take it from the standpoint of, oh, I'm depleted, my stuff is depleted, and I need to take this to make me, you know, healthy? It's a different energy. Just the way you look at when you're taking your medication. Oh, I'm going to take this medication because it's healing me. It's healing me. And there's a point when I will not have to take these medications again because I'll be in perfect health. You see yourself healed and not having to take your medication. I'm not telling you to drop your medication, am I? I say visualize seeing yourself going to the doctor and the doctor telling you, you don't need this medication anymore. Let me tell you what's happening with Dr. Reggie. He's going to the doctor. He has had a whole slew of reports. You know, he has to go every month. And so they pay attention to the blood chemistry. And some months, they say, well, this is, you're doing well, but this is a problem. You're doing well, but this is a problem. Every month it's something else. Here lately, oh, my God, this is wonderful. Your reports are wonderful. You're just a little right here. You know, and every doctor he has seen this month has just said, oh, I'm happy. I'm happy with these numbers. And the one that is so in particular that I'm very happy with him for is his diabetes. You know, they have this number called the A1C. And he's been to three of his doctors this month, and all three say, oh, my God, your A1C level is perfect. It's almost as if you've never had diabetes. So So now, what do we do with that information? We say, oh, okay, no more diabetes. It's something to hold on to, right? Okay, let's move on. So he says by creating this list, you're dealing with the situation instead of letting it attack you.
Hmm. Wow.
Because, see, well, and that's giving away your personal power. When you let your life attack you, you are being victimized and you're going to be depressed. But when you cope with the problem, even if you are physically sick, you will feel better. You'll feel better because you are assertively doing something to remedy the situation. Now, there may be people that you can't talk to anymore while you're on that path. Not to say you don't want to ever talk to them again, but they're not supported, you know, they don't have a conversation that supports you in what you're doing. Because, see, there's so many people who are embedded with, you know, buying into sickness. So if you're trying to build your business, they're embedded into buying into the fact that the economy is bad and think whatever you're going to do is going to be a failure anyway. Why would you even want to have those, you know, have that conversation with those people? If you're not strong enough to stand in their midst and not allow the things that they say affect you, then you need to just keep your distance for a while or limit your conversation with them. Okay. So when you're creating an action plan, it begins to instigate a lot of good ideas, and also it'll inspire you, it'll attract and magnetize and catalyze what you want. It is likely that you will have action plans for a number of areas in your life. But whenever you're feeling off-centered or unmotivated or indifferent or uninspired, create an action plan and review it, and you will immediately feel better. Okay, so the action plan, it renews your faith and it inspires your personal power rather than letting life victimize you. You become the master of your life. This is probably, out of everything that has been said, this is the number one thing, I think, that when you're talking about journaling and utilizing your tools. There are two here that I'm very attracted to. One is the six-step process that we started out with, and this action plan. Because I can tell you, when I use the action plan a lot when I am trying to work through a problem, and I don't want to be overwhelmed by all of everything that's happening and feeling victimized, I develop an action plan. Except, you know, even with money, and you think, oh my goodness, I got all these bills, how am I going to handle it? Do an action plan. I was taking care of my father, and he had a lot of medical bills, and I paid every last one of those medical bills, inch by inch. I set up a schedule and a payment plan and a budget, and I addressed it. But before I did that, I was overwhelmed by it, and I felt like I could never handle it all. But I eventually paid them all off. So get your action plan in place. Here's something else, and a lot of you spend a lot of time on Facebook. And one of the things that I enjoy about Facebook is being able to share pictures and quotes that are uplifting. He says that you can also create a journal that's just reserved for ideas and essays and poetry and pictures, things that will inspire you and uplift you. Since your thoughts create your reality, having a journal like this can serve to inspire and to reawaken you to the joy and beauty of life when you are down or unmotivated. And so can you see where Facebook, you know, and joining some of the faith, liking some of the Facebook, there's so many out there that are just about inspiration through art and quotes. That may be a part of your daily routine to go and check out some of those on Facebook so we can kind of transfer that from our personal book, journal, to an electronic journal.
True.
Yeah, I like that idea. Okay, so now this is one of Dr. Reggie's favorite quotes. Prayer is the act of talking to God, and meditation is the act of listening to God. Prayer is the masculine or the yang aspect, and meditation is the yin or the feminine aspect. You need to schedule time for prayer and meditation, and they're two different things. The other thing is you might want to write letters to God or write letters to your higher self. That's another activity. I did that very early on in my spiritual path. I shared that with you. And, of course, there are affirmations. You know what those affirmations are. And visualization. Now, here's one that we have not talked about much on Circles of Prosperity, and that's building an altar, a sacred place in your home. It's a small holy place or a shrine in one corner of your bedroom to attune yourself to your higher self. And it can be created in many ways. Some people have a little statues of Jesus or Buddha or another of the great masters and teachers. I recommend incense and spiritual music, which will help you align your consciousness. Candles are another good addition. It is nice to meditate near your altar or shrine if possible, because the shrine serves to remind you of your connection to spirit and your higher calling. You can add affirmations and poetry or pictures from magazines. Some people create this on a bulletin board or a poster. And he says that he pins up all of his action plans and centering models and schedules and commitments and inspiring thoughts, all, you know, creating that sacred space. So like anything worth doing, following any of these practices that we have covered, it requires patience and it requires discipline. You can listen to this, but if you don't put it into effect, nothing will happen, okay? You'll have great rewards, I promise you. So it's an ideal way for you to heal and to exercise your body, and you should not neglect your emotional body, okay, as well. So what we're going to do now, we're going to move into reprogramming the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. We're going to do that this morning. Listen, it opens with a quote that says, "Be vigilant for God and his kingdom." That's from the Course in Miracles. Be vigilant for God and his kingdom. Since we have discussed affirmations previously, we are now ready to explore the deeper dimension of what affirmations and visualizations are, and then how we should use them. Because an affirmation is really an attitude. Every thought we think, whether it's positive or negative, is an affirmation. Whoa. Many of us practice affirmations, right? But do you realize that every thought that you think, whether it's positive or negative, is an affirmation? This is why I tell you guys, you need to be vigilant, vigilant, vigilant about your thoughts and your words, what comes out of your mouth. He says every word you speak is an affirmation. Every action or behavior that you take is an affirmation. Because our thoughts create our reality. And there's only one thing that you take away from this lesson today. If you never tune in to Circles of Prosperity again, walk away with this. My words and my thoughts and my actions are creating my experience. What am I thinking? What am I saying? What am I doing? Is it honoring my higher self, or am I acting out of fear? Am I acting out of love? Am I acting out of fear? If I'm not happy with the results in my life, what do I need to do? Change my thoughts, change my words, change my actions. That's it in a nutshell. I've been talking for 3 years, and that's what I've been talking about for 3 years. Now, it's a challenge to do that, isn't it? It is a challenge. Because you've been programmed. You've given over your personal power, and you are victimized by what society says, what mom and dad says, what my husband says, what my best friend is telling me, all of that. And, of course, the number one thing is, Cynthia, the reality is, and my answer to you is, the reality is what you think. What you say, and what you do. And even though you're in the midst of all this trouble, even though your life is screwed up, you refuse to let go of the way you are thinking and the way you are talking and the things that you're doing. And it's so simple. If it's screwed up, why don't you change? And it's so simple that you think it's impossible, it can never happen. But I'm here to tell you, just a slight shift in your thought process, a slight shift in your words, a slight shift in the way you do things can have a significant impact on the quality of your life. Let's move on. He is saying that when you're trying to do a psychological healing, this means changing the way we think, okay? When you're trying to have a psychological healing, affirmations are specifically designed to program a desired feeling, a behavior, or a habit into our subconscious mind. The affirmations that we can use to develop our personal power and our protective bubble. We talked about that, right? So whenever we practice this so-called positive thinking, we're making affirmations. And the affirmations that we're going to cover are specifically designed statements that will help develop certain key attitudes that pertain to the self-concept and the self-image. Because I would say that the number one illusion that you have, that we all have, or that some of you have, or most of you have, but the number one illusion is that you have no power. So I know that we need to have affirmations that affirm our power. Don't we? Okay. You cannot begin to get prosperity on any level until you understand who you are and how powerful you are. Let's move on. The continuous process of pushing the negative attitudes out of the mind with our personal power and then repeating the new positive affirmations into the subconscious mind is the main key to reprogramming the subconscious mind. So you're giving new information. Remember, the subconscious mind, it doesn't have judgment. It can't say, oh, this is a good idea or this is a bad idea. It just receives instructions. So if you're saying, I'm tired. The subconscious mind just says, okay, you're tired. And it's sending signals out to help you be tired. It doesn't say, oh, you just need to get a little rest and then everything will be okay. It doesn't have that conversation. So we need to feed the subconscious mind for it to work on our behalf with the information that is going to uplift us, right? To help cause transformation, personal transformation. So what are some of the negative things that you're saying right now? And how can you shift that around to something that is positive so that you can feed new information? Look, you are a walking computer. You're feeding in new information to create another result. I love on Oracle Friday when people call in and they're having trouble with their business, right? And all they talk about is, my business isn't doing well. Well, what are you? That's all of their thinking. They can tell you the whole story of why the business isn't doing well and everything. And then you ask one simple question. Well, how do you think we can change the way you're thinking and what you're saying? And nobody believes that that will work. I can tell. They're like, oh, that's not going to work. They won't tell you that, but you can hear the reluctance in their voice. That is not going to work. And all I can tell you is if you continue to say, my business isn't working, I don't have many clients, I'm not making any money, listen to what you're saying. Who would want to come and do business with you when you're thinking like that? Nobody, because you see, we are energy, and we pick up the signal. And so, you know, I'm not going to go to somebody. You said, they're worrying too much. I'm not comfortable. I went to some place, and the lady's attitude was, I know she wanted me to pick up and buy something, but she was so desperate, she was rude. And I'll never forget, she said, everybody come in. She was angry. Everybody come in. They look, don't buy. And I ran out of there. Because that energy permeated that whole place. It didn't make me comfortable to purchase. So I say to you, if your business is not doing well, listen to what you're saying, because it is a reflection of what you are thinking and saying. Oh, hallelujah. All right, so we're pushing those negative thoughts out. It's like breaking off the tab on an audio or a videotape, only you can retake and cover the whole when you choose to record a more positive subconscious message. So here's some methods for reprogramming your subconscious mind. Number one are affirmations, because affirmations are strong. They're positive statements that something is already so. Remember in the Bible that he says, it tells you, call those things that are not as, oh, Lord, here I go, I get screwed up. Say it for me, Dr. Reggie. Call those things that be not as though they were.
Mm-hmm. And they shall be.
So that's what an affirmation is, that you say what is not as though it really is.
And the subconscious mind knows no difference and will bring it to fruition.
Exactly. So you repeat the statement silently until it is fully programmed into the subconscious mind, and the pattern will become a reality in your life.
Mm.
Now, you don't believe me. Let me tell you how I started out with this. I said, you know what? I'm going to test this. Listen, I was suspicious, okay? I said, I'm going to test this. I'm going to see if it really works. So I picked something. I was in California. You know, you guys have listened, you probably heard this story, but this is the one that stands out for me when I was testing. I was pursuing an acting career, and so I had set this goal that I wanted to make enough money to be eligible for my benefits from the Screen Actors Guild. That was achievable for me. I could believe it, and so I said it. And everybody I talked to, I said, oh, you know what? If I make enough money just to cover my so that I'm eligible for my benefits, I'll be happy. I just want to make enough money. That was all that came out of my mouth. That's all I thought about. I want to make enough money. What do you guys think happened?
I made just enough money,
right down to the penny, to be eligible for my benefits. And when I realized that it had worked, I said, that was foolish. I should have asked for more. I limited myself. I placed a limitation there. So how many of you are placing limitations on you? But test it out on something small first, because that builds your faith. It builds your faith. Another thing is decreeing. Now, a decree is a spoken affirmation. I tell you, I love the spoken word. And I shared this with you because it has so much power. Because of the vibration of the spoken word, you can feel it as it rolls off of your lips. When you're coming from that place of truth and you're saying, declaring that which you desire the most, and is rolling off your lips, and it becomes so alive in every cell of your body. I love the spoken word. I love it. I love the frequency of it. Ooh. So that's a decree. The third one is creative visualization. All right? And I love this process, too, because what you're doing, you're actively imagining that the yield or the finished result has already occurred. It acts as a direct suggestion to the subconscious mind, just as an affirmation does. In fact, images are even more powerful than words. Dr. Reggie says that in the future, everything will be in symbols. Eonian meaning what? Images. We'll communicate more in symbols. And you already see it integrating into our society right now. If you're looking for a restroom, it just has a stick pictures of a woman and a man. That's just one.
On a freeway, H is hospital.
H is hospital.
And you know.
Yeah. So symbols are powerful. They're very, very powerful. And even in your dreams, these symbols are so powerful and can have so many clues into where what you're thinking or what's going on in your life. We've already covered extensively working with the journal, and he's encouraging you to write down your affirmations in a journal. Okay? And what about affirmation cards? You know, you can go online. If you have a favorite author, especially a Hay House author, most of the time they will take some of their more positive statements from their books and put them on cards, and you can buy the deck of cards. And I love those. I absolutely love them. I should make those available to you guys on our site. But you can go through the day and just pick a card, and it's uplifting, and it's wonderful. You can also create your own affirmation card, and I've done that. You know, you can do some wonderful things in Word and make them colorful and pretty and have them printed out and, on hard cardstock. It's wonderful. You can paste them around in your bedroom or on your mirror in the morning when you're getting dressed in the morning, or at night when you're doing your ritual, cleansing ritual at night. They're on your mirror and you can see them. It's good. You're programming your subconscious mind. And here's one I have not tried. It's called affirmation walks. So you go for a walk. Well, an affirmation walk, you want to affirm how you want everything to be. And the subconscious mind will manifest anything you tell it, whether it's good or bad. So the value of affirmations and positive visualizations is obvious. For if you are not affirming or visualizing the positive, you are doing the opposite. So as you're walking, because, you know, walking puts you in a certain state, and your mind is racing. I don't know about it. When I walk, my mind is everywhere. So it's a discipline to be able to focus that mind and all that chatter and just focus on the things, the one thing that you want to change in your life. And affirm it. Affirm it. Can't you see that these steps will be difficult for you if you don't recognize that you are powerful? Can you see it? I do. If you don't know who you are, and you're going to think that this is useless, but when you come from the place of knowing who you are, and I really, really hope that I planted that seed firmly in good ground with you, that God created you in divine perfection, that God gave you all the tools to have a successful and joyous life. And now we're learning to work with those tools, because I've always told you that your thoughts and your words is your magic wand. Abracadabra, as I speak it, I create it. And when you're moving from that space and doing these activities, you expect a miracle. And I promise you, you will have a miracle. You know, I think I'm going to end this lesson right here, right here. It's a good place to end it. And I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer.
What a beautiful lesson this was. Thank you, God, for the transmission of the lesson. And hopefully we take it to heart and to mind. And most importantly, to action. Without action, nothing can take place. We thank you for imbuing us with the power of our mind, that we have a superconscious mind, a conscious mind, and a subconscious mind. Everything that stands under to bring in power, getting deep within the recesses of our soul, to make everything happen. Thank you for logicizing information in us that we have the power when we're tuned in, tap in, and turn on to the power of the Holy Spirit. Nothing shall be impossible to those that believe. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So tomorrow's Oracle Friday, guys, and Cindy Bentley is going to be here. And I promised her last week, but she's here this week for sure. And what I love about Cindy is that we're talking about all of this negative stuff, pushing all this negative stuff. Cindy will be here to help